the chief of police for New Ulm, Dave Borchert, stopping back over this Thursday as well. Welcome back, sir.
Hi.
Good to have you back. And there's so much to talk about, including it's been one of those weeks where we've had some fatalities on our road and lots of crashes as well. And this, you know, it's very concerning. And I know you guys have to deal with a lot of these things, too. And it's something you wanted to talk about this morning. And
yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, and certainly when we have tragic events like that happen, you know, throughout the state and you know, more regionally and locally. In New Ulm, we had two fatalities in 2018, and they were in pretty close proximity to each other, both with location and also the time frame. Actually, within 45 days, we had two fatalities and one very serious injury. And then in 2019, we also had another unfortunate situation that resulted in a crash that was a fatality. So, you know, we're always in law enforcement, we're always really trying to look at those situations and just try to improve public safety.
I don't know what we know about any of the crashes this week. I assume it's weather and speed were probably a couple of the bigger factors with those particular situations.
I think weather was certainly a primary factor. I think of the unfortunate situation that happened, you know, a couple of days ago, and I had literally been on that road an hour before. I was driving to Mankato and on Highway 14, and it was just really, you know, the weather played the primary factor from my observations. You know, there a lot of ice pack and you know, some of that stuff is unavoidable. I think the maintenance crews are out there trying to be diligent and working hard to correct it, but you just had a lot of blowing snow, and then with the heavy traffic, you had, it was packing down, and I had noticed even with my vehicle, with the high winds and stuff, it was sliding. So it was, you know, I'm very confident and comfortable in saying that weather was a major factor.
I know I was driving even in Mankato in 14 on Monday, and there was slippery spots then, and you know, it's going to be kind of icy when you see when the semi's going 35 miles an hour. Like, okay, yeah, I better be aware of that. If they're going slow,
right,
it's got to be slippery, right?
And that is the intimidating thing too on 14. It's like you want to go slow, but there's cars everywhere, and then you feel like, oh, they're riding up on me, you know, and
there's some temptation terrible. Probably.
Yeah, it's a heavy traffic.
Do you think that they'll revisit? If we keep having these crashes, will they revisit the trying to finish it between Nicollet and New Ulm?
Would that have helped?
Well,
four lane.
I think it helps a lot, because what happened was he went across the median.
I certainly think, you know, when they're looking at crashes, one of the first things they'll do is, you know, the road design. And I think with that traffic count that we have, I mean, that's a heavy traffic area,
no doubt.
And I mean, literally the road design having a two lane, it's challenging. And I'm on the Highway 14 partnership as well. And I know that, you know, those are certainly discussion points that we have on a regular basis. And, you know, you don't want to be blaming everything on you know, one situation. But certainly, if that was a four lane, it would be much safer. I don't think anybody's going to dispute that. But it's always, at the end of the day, dollars and cents.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's a tough stretch, because now they're going to have to start relocating some houses and moving the road, you know.
Exactly.
Well, we've got more to get to. Can you hang out just a minute? Because I know we want to talk about Vitals, but I've got a break here. Let's get through that, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit about this Vitals program that we mentioned last week, as well as we continue our conversation with our Police Officer Appreciation Month, thanks to Knutson Casey, Rivers Edge Hospital and Clinic, and Firmenich in New Ulm. Spencer, we continue our conversation with Dave Borchert from the New Ulm Police Department, and thanks to our friends at Knutson Casey, Rivers Edge Hospital and Clinic, and Firmenich, Police Officer Appreciation Month. And now something that started over in New Ulm, Brown County, and other areas of Minnesota is this Vitals program and Vitals app that got started here just after the first of the year, right?
It actually started in Brown County in November of 2019, and it's been around for the last 2 years, and it was really launched in the metro area, and they've had a lot of success with it. And now, you know, Vitals, their business model, they're expanding, and we're proud that Brown County was one of the first rural greater Minnesota counties that accepted Vitals. And I think it's really important for the aging population, for individuals, you know, on the autism spectrum. And then also essentially for all medical issues. It's a great tool for first responders.
So when you guys show up at a scene and somebody has this app and has the little thing that they put around their neck, what is the little transmitter thing around their neck, you're yes. going to know exactly what their medical history is prior to even getting to the person, correct?
Yes. Close? Yeah, that's pretty close. Essentially, they're wearing a beacon. They're wearing a transmitter, you know, voluntarily, and then it's whatever they're voluntarily sharing. So it's like electronic notes. If you have a medical condition, it's like, you know, there's really something I would like to share in case of a medical emergency. I want to share with first responders. If I can't communicate that, maybe I'm unconscious, whatever the situation is, but this is something that's extremely important. It's vital mm-hmm. that I share this with first responders. So, and we'll have this in small towns where people say, you know, they'll call this like, you know, my uncle or my son has this medical condition. I just want to, you know, let law enforcement know about this, if you could pass this on. And we do. And we make every effort to certainly pass that on with the officers and with the first responders. This is just a step in the, you know, technology is really helping us do our job better. I believe, and it serves the community well. And this vitals is just it's a wonderful step in the right direction as far as their electronic notes.
Extremely important to know, especially if somebody's unresponsive, you're going to know all these details. Is it diabetes? Is it whatever? Is it Alzheimer's? Is it whatever? And plus you have contact information for the family all included in that, correct?
Correct. Yes. Anything they voluntarily want to share. And that's important that, you know, whatever points, like, this is my contact. This is my adult son or my adult daughter. This is the condition. And all that information it's really important when we're responding.
So if we've got a listener this morning that's like, okay, I've got some family, friends, or whatever that live in the New Ulm area and Brown County area, how do they get this person signed up and have this all activated?
Well, they can get on the vital site and do it, or otherwise they can make contact with us directly at the Law Enforcement Center, which is 15 South Washington, and we can help get them signed up. Our phone number, contact us, it's 507-233-6750, and we're willing to work with people, because sometimes we understand as well, sometimes even the technology getting signed up, it's a very, very simple process, but sometimes even that, it intimidates people. So we want to really work with our population and get everybody signed up.
Is there a website they can find more details on as well?
Yes, it's that... if you go www.vitals.com, and you should be on that.
It's thevitalsapp.com.
Yep.
Thevitalsapp.com. You type that in, you can find all the details.
Correct.
Very good. Thank you, sir. That's Appreciate awesome. You coming over this
Welcome.
Morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
You bet.